What day is this?
Thursday.
Just remember Thursday. Thursday. Can you remember Thursday?
That's some kind of national holiday.
It's just Thursday.
It's just a regular Thursday.
Make it, no, it's not.
Make it into a positive.
How do we put a positive spin on this?
One day closer to death.
Nope. That's wrong.
Negative.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah. That's better.
You know what happens here on Friday?
Just get through the day.
Will do.
It's showtime.
WQKX.
A lot of things happen on the show on Friday that you shouldn't know about. But it is Thursday. Let's turn it into a positive. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You guys are great with your Christmas lights. We celebrated yesterday National Christmas Lights Day, a day where you're encouraged to put up your lights. Driving through my neighborhood this morning at 5 a.m., so many more houses had lights on the porch, around the door, in the windows. There's one house that has them strung, like draped, all the way down the property on this picket fence, and it's just absolutely beautiful. So I guess you guys went ahead and did it yesterday. Good job. As far as here in our studio, nothing. Absolutely nothing was done. The string of plain white lights is still draped over the couch, and the color ones look like someone was going to mobilize and didn't do it. So our tree still stands in the corner of the studio here with no lights on it at all. We'll get to work on that perhaps today, but I am proud of all the houses I saw on the way into work today, and I'm disappointed in our own staff here. Come on, team, put it together. Today is National Mutt Day. I already posted on Facebook to get a good jump on things. It's a day dedicated to the mixed breed dog, the rescue dog, the shelter dog, the SPCA dog, the dog that was a puppy from your Aunt Ange's mutt, Trixie, that seemed to have puppies every time it was time to have puppies. I lived that experience. I posted a picture of me and my old buddy Ollie. We both have the same color goatee. Ollie's gone now. I miss him. But I posted that picture, and it kind of chokes me off every time I look at the picture, and you guys were great. Joy says, what a sweet, sweet photo. Thank you, Joy. David said, somebody got a haircut. I was like, dude, the picture was from 2015. Okay, it's 2021. I did not get a haircut. I actually should send David a picture of my current mop, which is just that. I don't know how much longer I'm going to let it go. I kind of look like Andy Warhol on a bad day. Anyway, Bev Anderson says, he looks like my Troy. And she posted a picture of her dog who looks just like my Ollie. Maybe they're brothers because, again, they're mixed breed mutt dogs. Elaine Kowaleski, I absolutely love you. She posted a picture of all five of her dogs. First of all, how'd you get them all to stand together, right? And they're all mutts. I mean, not one of them looks like another one. Her caption was, all of ours are saved babies. Good job, Elaine. Kathy Poff says, rescue, Tom. That's the way to do it. So many dogs waiting for a forever home. F-U-R-E-V-E-R. Beautiful. Thanks for the comments. We want you to post up a picture of your mutt. It's National Mutt Day, so celebrate that dog that you saved. Yeah, celebrate it today.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Well, we've got late night TV, and Fallon wants to talk about the latest holiday thing from Walmart. Just in time for Christmas.
94KX.
Walmart is selling a baking kit with everything you need to make a family-sized Twinkie. Move over, Pfizer and Moderna. We got a new favorite for the Nobel Prize right here. The great thing about Twinkies is that you can serve it as a Christmas dessert this year, and if you don't finish it, it'll be fresh for next year.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
NBC at the Rock last night. It's always a good show. I try to watch it every year. Now, the lighting of the national Christmas tree happens tonight in the nation's capital. That should be a good show. LL Cool J is the host. I don't understand that. When I think of Christmas, I don't necessarily think of LL Cool J. Is it going to do a combo of Rocking Around the Christmas Tree and Round the Way Girl? That would be cool, wouldn't it? Anyway, last night, lots of entertainment. And I thought, you know, I'm not a big Carrie Underwood fan, but I thought she kind of knocked it out of the park.
Through the
Yeah.
annual Christmas tree lighting at the Rockefeller Center on NBC last night.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Oh, yeah. The true heroes just act on instinct. Isn't that right, mom-to-be?
Probably not the best idea, you know, being pregnant. I would hate to see the fire and know I didn't do anything and somebody died.
The good news coming up.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
I don't know if this is good news, but she did a good thing. But boy, when you're pregnant, you shouldn't be doing dangerous things like running into burning houses to save lives.
I just ran up to the door and just banged on his door. And somebody was in there. He was dead asleep. He came to the door, says, your house is on fire. He was dead asleep. Probably not the best idea, you know, being pregnant. I would hate to see the fire and know I didn't do anything and somebody died.
Way to go, Sarah McGoggin. She ran into the house, woke up the guy, and got him out before the house was fully engulfed. Now that's good news, mommy. Hey, did you know you could vote for a river of the year in every state in the country? And it doesn't have to be a river. It could be a creek, like the Catawissa Creek.
The four nominations for the 2022 Pennsylvania River of the Year are the Catawissa Creek, a tributary of the Susquehanna River in central PA, the Conequenessing Creek, a tributary.
All right, we don't care about the rest. I just think that's a pretty cool idea. It was announced yesterday. National Resource spokesman Wesley Robinson says Catawissa Creek, right here in central PA, Columbia County, could be the river of the year. I think that's a neat idea. And here's a great idea. The Here for Good campaign, its latest honoree, a single mom who lost her job this year. She's got two kids, and we're going to help her in time for the holidays.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
HereForGoodCampaign.org. Donate today. That's good news.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning,
94KX.
Before you go buying an Alexa, if you don't already have one, the thing's kind of creeped me out. A secret Alexa code is going viral on TikTok that causes the smart speaker to activate super mode. Weird. What is super mode? Well, I guess you just have to find out. The phrase you need to speak is the, and I hope I'm saying this right, is the Konami code, which is a series of buttons used as a cheat code in retro video games. That's pretty much it. So isn't that weird that if you go way back in video game lingo and technology, that is the actual activation super mode code for your Alexa? I don't know. I don't trust it.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, start.
Alexa mode activated.
So there she is. Alexa is now in super mode, and I tried to look into it some more, and it's different for what kind of Alexa you have. Alexa, when going into hidden super mode, actually becomes more fun and incorporates music in her answers. I know. I still think she's watching you 24/7. Run! WQKX.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
New world's record for the loudest burp. Now that's entertainment.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Not the longest, the loudest. My kids used to get burp competitions going. Boy, did that tick their mom off. Oh, well.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
When my kids were growing up in the beautiful area known as Point Township, you could belch as loud as you want. I mean, you could have done it like a Dick Van Dyke Show, Billy the Belcher episode. It was fine. We lived out in the country. It wasn't like we were in an apartment and the people next door could hear you. No, my girls, the three skinny little undersized girls, would belch like incredible. I should actually say two out of three of them. My youngest one was just too young when the other two would square off maybe at like 9 and 6 years old. And my youngest would be three sitting in the high chair just clapping and their mom would get so upset and I wouldn't care. I would cheer. Well, this morning, I read that the world's loudest burp record record has been broken after more than a decade. So this is amazing stuff.
112.4.
112.4 decibels. That's amazing. That's one. That's one loud belch. Now I know, Mom, the kids are eating their cereal, and this isn't good stuff to do in the morning, but good radio. I think it's hilarious. Lynn Hall, get in here.
Okay, I'm here.
There are two funny sounds. One of them is burping.
Okay, don't say anything about the next one.
The next one is flatulence, okay? People love the sound of that. So anyway, so the world record was just broken. A guy in the UK held it since, like, I don't know, 2009 maybe. And the Australian guy you just heard belched at 112.4 decibels. He says it wasn't his best, but it was best to break the record. He had a recording of another one he did. Boy, oh boy.
My.
That was 117.9 decibels.
Shattered windows.
We're going to back out of this now and move on. But I felt it was worthy of some kind of recognition.
Mention.
Other than the Guinness Book of World's Records loudest burp. I think you and I some morning should drink a lot of carbonated beverages.
Lots of soda. See what we can do here. Give him a run for his money.
You bang down your diet soda and I'll drink that bubbly fruited water that
whatever's
I drink.
Over there in the fridge.
That's right. And I'll just guzzle a bunch and we'll see if we could break a record of our own. All right, that's enough of that. All right, just stop.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yes, yes.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go. Lynn Hall is back.
I'm here.
We already played the Def Leppard song. Mm-hmm. A lot of musicians again today.
Yeah, you were saying there's a lot on the list here.
My boy, Charlie Puth, is 30 years old.
Aw.
Had a bunch of hits about a year ago. I think through the pandemic, he just laid low.
Uh-huh.
Rumor has it he's recording a new album.
Oh, that's cool.
That would be cool.
That's cool.
I will never insult you ever again on a sports name because you are so much smarter than the average bear.
You thought I didn't know anything about football.
Yeah, well, how about this one? Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he's the Green Bay Packer.
There you go. Uh-huh. Green Bay Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who likes to be holistically immunized rather than vaccinated.
Yes, he caused kind of a furor recently.
Yeah, recently.
Again, I have no judgment. This is, you know, hate is not going to bring us out of this pandemic. It's going to be connecting and love and I'm not going to hate on anybody that has said things about me.
Good, because they have.
Yes, from
you
what
can't lie. You lied. You lied to the media. You
told
lied
a
to the
fib.
Public. Yes,
he fibbed.
But anyway, I still love the guy. He's the only non-musician. Britney Spears is 40 years old today.
No,
out
no.
from underneath her daddy's financial grasp.
Yes, finally.
Lordy, Britney's 40.
40.
Nelly Furtado is 43.
Okay.
Nate Mendel from Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
I love the Foo Fighters. These girls the best.
Yeah, he's 53 today. And Rick Savage from Def Leppard, like we mentioned, is 61 years old.
61, okay.
Hey, those are the celebrities, but now we like to do those locals.
Our list is here. It's our birthday buddies list for the day.
That's nothing to rattle your list at.
Then don't rattle your list at me.
Brad Wirtz is 37 today. Happy birthday.
Bradley Harris, 50 today.
Chris Wetzel from Marion Heights, 47.
Danielle Cook from New Columbia, 38 today.
Donald Hauser, 37 today.
Happy birthday to Gene Walt from Bloomsburg. Gene is 62.
Jeff Zerbe, 64.
Joelle Fosnot, 40 today.
Happy birthday to Kaylee Hart. She's from Sunbury, 26.
Chrissy Mott from Danville, 46 today.
Leanna Yerger from Sealands Grove, 27.
Lisa Beach from Montoursville, 58. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Mary Lee Clock, 39.
Matt Natway from Middleburg is 50.
Manisa Wagner from Muncie, 42.
Robin Ryder from Milton, 53 today.
Shannon Schreck from Montgomery is 49.
And happy birthday to Tanya Guffey from Lewisburg, 51.
Nothing on the Ford Fun Line this morning. You could always call it in. Nothing
yes.
on Facebook Messenger either. But those are two of the great
Just
ways.
Two of the many ways you may contact us.
Because we're here waiting for your birthdays.
Well, sure, because otherwise we'd have nothing to talk about.
Except the celebrities, and
well,
sometimes
yeah.
they're boring.
Sometimes they are. Hit or miss.
Each and every day at this time, though.
It's birthday buddies.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Viral comedy is coming up. You're going to love this, Lynn.
Oh, my.
Some guy has invented bagpipes out of rubber gloves.
Oh, my goodness.
Do we really need something else that sounds like bagpipes?
An obnoxious instrument made out of rubber gloves.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Spotify, you know, to send you this year-end wrap-up, it's a little breakdown of your listening habits. So this was my list, according to Spotify. These were my top five artists for 2021. Number one, James Taylor. Number two, The Spinners. Number three, Alabama Shakes. Huey Lewis in the News and Billy Joel. Four of them are also my top five artists for 1985. It's, after they sent me the list, they also scheduled me for a prostate exam. It was very strange.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Yeah, listen to these now. Look them up later. We call it a man hanging Christmas lights, fell off his ladder, and had several injuries. But he had plenty of time to talk to a local TV station.
I was watching the weather, and I said, today would be a good day to hang up some Christmas lights. I've got six fractured ribs, shoulder,
what?
Humerus bone, brain damage. When I did fall, I guess I lay there unconscious for a couple of minutes. Stay safe. Stay on the ground. If you can do all your decorations from the ground, do it from the ground.
Yeah, keep the lights in the bushes there, buddy. You'll stay alive. All those injuries, and he's still happy enough to talk to TV reporters. Check him out. And do we really need another musical instrument that sounds like bagpipes? I don't think so. But you're going to check out this guy. He has invented his own bagpipes by inflating rubber gloves and using a broken pen and balloon sticks. And he could play looks weird, but sounds like weird bagpipes.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94K.
Your grandmother, maybe Matilda Macadana, is rolling over in her grave, I think.
Be a part of the show, Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Merry Christmas to you.
That, my friends, my favorite Christmas song of all time, and it always will be.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
They lit up the Rockefeller Christmas tree, and it was on TV, and we've got the highlights all morning long. You know, I took my kids every year to New York City at Christmas time just to do some Christmas shopping, but to experience the whole metro, the whole crazy NYCNY Christmas. One year we were there, and the Christmas tree was going to be lit up the following day. So my one daughter was disappointed that the lights weren't on in the tree, but we were leaning over the fence, looking at the tree, and I noticed there was an extension cord, an unplugged extension cord, and there was a police officer standing right there. True story. So I said to my daughter, why don't you go ask that friendly police officer if he'll plug in that one single extension cord there, and we'll get a look at what this tree looks like. So she did. And I'll never forget. That's one of my favorite stories I always tell. She's married and 28 years old now, but when she was little, she talked out of the corner of her mouth, and she had a raspy voice like her dad and her pop-up. And she just went over to this cop, and she goes, hey, could you plug in that extension cord and light up that Christmas tree? And the cop just started laughing. He goes, what, are you kidding me, kid? You know, and he looks up at me, and I'm just laughing and shaking my head. And I said, yeah, I put her up to that. I'm sorry, officer. He was like, no problem. Have a Merry Christmas. They lit up the tree last night, and the television show was great. Pentatonix, wonderful. It wouldn't be Christmas without the a cappella sound of Pentatonix.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
It wouldn't be Christmas without late shoppers nights.
Morgan in the Morning.
Every morning today we welcome Lewisburg Downtown Partners and the Lewisburg Neighborhoods. First, Ellen Ruby, she's been on the show a lot from Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. You're a busy lady this time of the year, Ellen.
Yeah, things are happening in downtown Lewisburg.
Before we get started, is it just me or does downtown Lewisburg look like a little bit fresher, a little bit more beautiful? I noticed it the other day. I was like, maybe it's just me. What?
No, we're all lit up. We have our lights in the trees like we always do, which is such a beautiful look, whether you're looking in from 15 or the river.
Okay.
But we've also added lights on the lamppost. There's beautiful green lights on the lamppost. Once again, Creative Plantscapes has come in and put gorgeous greens in the flower baskets. It looks really nice downtown. And the gazebo in the park, the tree in the park is uplit. There's a lot going on.
Even the lampposts have been freshened up a little bit, right, Taylor?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's a pleasure to be on. Yeah. But they've gotten a fresh coat of paint, some of them at least, and we're working through the back stock of them, trying to give them all a new look.
You know, doesn't it make you feel good? It's like when you get a haircut. You look at yourself in the mirror and you say, you know what? Suddenly you're an okay-looking person, you know? So congratulations on that stuff.
Thank you.
Let's talk late shoppers night because it's tomorrow night already.
Oh, I know. That came fast. So tomorrow night, late night shopping in Lewisburg, sponsored by Wise Markets for us. The Donald Peter Center will be out there with their Rock and Read going on in different places in town. Businesses are open until 10 p.m.
10 p.m.
10 p.m. for shopping, which is great. And there are so many specials and promotions and things going on that you're not going to find all year round. You're going to find tomorrow night. So
you want to be piece of this tomorrow night.
Exactly. Yeah, come down, enjoy what's happening. There'll be people on the sidewalks. We have vendors. We'll have music that you'll be able to hear. Things will be going on.
Yeah, you'll feel like you're an extra in a Hallmark movie. It's a spectacular place to be.
I'm shooting for being the star in a Hallmark movie today. So let's start with the extra and work our way up.
Come to late night shoppers. You'll get a head up on
the competition. And then I hear there's extended shopping on other Friday nights. Is that true?
Yes. So December 10th and 17th, we're doing extended shopping hours till 8 p.m. So if you can't make it tomorrow night, then come back on either the 10th or the 17th because the stores will be open until 8 p.m.
8, not 10. So make sure you attend tomorrow night. And then maybe, everybody's always got that thing or two on the list that they forgot. Next two Friday nights, extended shopping.
Exactly. Or if you're like me, you go out shopping for everybody else and find all those things you need. So get them tomorrow night and come back for everybody else on the 10th or the 17th.
You realize you said that on live radio. Yeah. Right? Okay. Your husband might be listening. I'm not sure. Your kids? I don't know. Downtown Lewisburg is amazing. I mean, besides the shopping, we look forward to things all year round. But one thing, Taylor, I guess, is the Polar Bear Plunge, right? I love that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this is happening February 5th. So okay. For all,
put a bug in people's ears.
Absolutely.
Right?
So it's a great way to support the downtown, and registration costs $15. But you can register online at lewisburgneighborhoods.org. That's lewisburgneighborhoods.org.
You gave your info links, Ellen. How do we find out more about what's going on in downtown Lewisburg?
Okay, well, the best place to go probably for the details of events is our Facebook page. So at Downtown Lewisburg, we have events set up for all of the things happening starting tomorrow night all the way through the end of the year. But we do also have the list of events on our website. If you go to the homepage, you can click on it.
And again, real quick, Santa Claus always visits 94KX a little bit early and drops off Downtown Lewisburg gift certificates.
That's right.
I see two gift certificates here. What's this all about?
Well, I just thought, we would have a little prelude and bring two $25 downtown gift certificates to give away today.
You know what happens though, when you give away stuff while you're mic'd up, you have to answer the phone. Are you ready, Ellen?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, guys, thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you.
We have another winner.
Good morning, 94KX. Who do I have on the line?
Hi, this is Becky.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you from?
Sunbury.
Calling from Sunbury. Well, that's great. Well, you are the winner.
Yay!
That's what we want to hear. Hey, didn't she do a good job answering the phone?
She did.
We didn't even talk to her.
I heard a little coaching.
Yeah.
See, I kind of like when the listener goes, put Tom on the phone. Who are you?
I can totally understand that.
Yeah. Downtown Ellen. Yeah, from downtown Lewisburg, Ellen Ruby just answered your phone, and you are the winner. And for you, $50 gift certificate from downtown Lewisburg. Anything else we need to add?
Just to say that these are the Lewisburg downtown gift certificates that are good at over 65 stores downtown. Wow. You can use them anywhere you want in the participating stores.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning.
Cardi B is launching her own line of vodka-infused whipped cream.
Oh.
Thank God, something to help me forget I just sprayed an entire can of whipped cream in my mouth.
Yeah.
Luckily, it's non-dairy for all the health-conscious vodka-infused whipped cream eaters out there.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Hey, kids aren't disappointed in what Santa Claus brings them. Kids aren't even disappointed with what mom and dad might give them. Kids are disappointed in grandparents. A new survey out says, yeah, most of the time it's grandparents that are trying to be logical. Like when you're a little boy and you open up your gift and it's bath towels. And grandma says, well, you're going to be a big boy soon. It's time for you to worry about hygiene. What? In this poll, 41% of people have been disappointed in a gift on their list from their grandparents. So listen up, Grandpa. Listen up, Grandma. I hope you shop smart. 33% of parents admit that they bought their kids something that they were kind of indifferent about, saying, Mom, Dad, really? Next in line, aunts and uncles, followed by friends, and then that gift the neighbor gives you. Smart shopping, everyone.
WQKX. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next. Morgan in the Morning.
Happy Mutt Day. If you have a mixed breed dog, a shelter dog, a rescue dog, post them up on our Facebook page. You guys have been great. Maxine Williams, my beautiful boy Finn, Border Collie Lab Mix. He's gorgeous. Just kind of laying on the couch looking at you. We mentioned Jamie Lee, my boy Meatball. Dogs are the best, but he's chunky and his name is Meatball. I love it. Our friend Victoria Rosencrantz, Scooby, the blind Chiweenie. A Chihuahua wiener dog, right? Makes sense. My sweet Camden. My loyal best friend for 11 years. Treasure every day, Michelle. Because there's not a day that goes by that I don't miss my friend Ollie. Good old Oliver. Our Tail Wagon Wednesday has a 100% adoption rate. I mean, you people are great.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Our parting shot is next.
94KX.
Rental car couldn't connect our phones, Bluetooth, and wouldn't stop trying. We spent the entire road trip with a nice robot lady saying, I'm sorry, I can't find you every 10 minutes.
That's brutal. Brutal.
We had some turbulence, and a ventriloquist dummy fell out of the overhead compartment and started rolling down the cabin. People thought it was a child in a suit and bow tie and started screaming.
Well, that's creepy right there, definitely.
My first time flying, I met the pilot as I was boarding. I told him I was scared. He made an announcement. We have a new flyer on board today. Don't worry. It's my first time, too.
No, pilots should not have a sense of humor.
Our luggage was falling off the roof of our car, so everyone was honking to let us know. My stepdad didn't know why they were honking, so he flipped them all off.
No, one finger salute, no.
For several miles of a road trip, my friends and I were behind a minivan that had a TV in it playing Fast and the Furious. We got so into watching it that I accidentally rear-ended them.
I knew that couldn't end well, right?
We were first in line for a flight out of Vegas when these older guys with Hawaiian shirts were allowed to cut in front of us. My friend leaned over and said, who do you think they are, the Beach Boys? And that's how I met the real Beach Boys.
I absolutely believe that one, yeah.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.